Guys, I do need you to go ahead and stay in your rooms. You know,
we will.
Till 9 o'clock. No, yeah. I mean, till 9 o'clock.
Oh, I thought you were. No. I thought we were being punished. Or
no,
something.
No. Just I need
like
you to
being
stay
grounded.
Here. I just don't know when we're going to get to it because we have interviews now and then Steve Ogden at 8:30.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we ain't going to get to it.
We have to stay in a room till Monday.
No,
yeah, really. Can I go
home? You get to it.
We will get to this today. Uh-huh. You know, every year I think the Social Security Administration releases the list of most popular names for boys and girls. Okay.
Yeah.
Which is fun, and we'll go through that. But this year they've listed the least popular names.
Really?
Now, I mean, what are you doing to somebody's self-image if they end up being on the list
yeah.
of least popular names?
You're right.
I mean, that's the kind of thing where you go get a rifle. I mean,
you know, anyway. Oh, my God.
Good Lord.
Well, I don't know that you do that.
Anyway, Jay Sokol here this morning. From the
Yeah. Let's talk to the city guy now.
Yeah. Follow that, Jay.
Yeah. What do you got? Throw it at me. Come on, bring it.
No, well, I don't have time now because I got you and two other. So, anyway, what's going on in the city?
Well, let's just get right to the guest I brought, Heather Qualls, our recycling coordinator, and she has an event coming up next week. So if you still have some time, we'll talk a few other city items.
Okay, very good. Heather, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. What's going on in the world of green in College Station?
Well, on Tuesday, we have our sustainability seminar. And it's free, totally open to the public, and we're serving food, so we'd love for the residents to come out and just learn about sustainability.
What kind of food?
Well, it's just, I haven't ordered yet.
Okay, that's not processed food, is it? It's going to be natural snacks, right?
That's right.
Okay,
yeah.
You know, grapes and things like that. Okay, we're not going to have any, you know, anything else like that. No Pop-Tarts or anything, right?
Oh, no.
Ah,
no.
There you go. Very good. But anyway, now, what kind of things do you cover?
Well, Tuesday will just be about sustainability, what it is, who does it, why it's important to the city, and why it should be important to you.
Right. And obviously, y'all have done a very aggressive, taken a very aggressive stand as far as sustainability is concerned. Now, how often these seminars happen?
We have them once a month.
Okay.
They're on the second Tuesday of every month. Mm-hmm. Now, the last one will be next month, and then we'll start back again in January.
I got you. Do you need RSVP or make a reservation or
please,
what?
Please. Okay. At cstx.gov/recycle.
Okay. And there are always notes there that if folks can't be there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. All right, Mr. Sokol, what else you have for us today?
Early voting continues. Okay.
Been a big turnout so far, huh?
Yeah. As of yesterday, we were over 1,100, and generally I've been getting the updated figures early each morning. So I would guess we probably have another 300 or 400 from yesterday. So, yeah, we've had a brisk turnout.
Mm-hmm.
The early voting continues today, 8 to 5, and then it resumes on Monday and Tuesday from 7 until 7 at the two locations, City Hall and College Station ISD Administration Building.
Now, is there any weekend opportunity?
No, sir.
Okay.
I do not believe so.
Okay.
It's today, and then it starts back up on Monday.
All right, just so people know.
So, if you have questions about anything elections, want to view a sample ballot, anything like that, go to cstx.gov/elections, and you'll find that information right there. A couple other quick notes. Place 2 City Councilman Jess Fields has his monthly town hall meeting scheduled for Wednesday, May 11th, 6 o'clock at the College Station Conference Center. And also, in case you're in the mood to do some swimming this weekend, Adamson Lagoon will be open beginning tomorrow. So, you know,
we'll be cracking the 90s, so the weather will be nice.
It's a great day to do that. So if you want more information about that, cstx.gov/pools.
Well, that's not last year's water. That's new water this year, right?
Just for you.
Yeah. All right, very good. Thanks a lot. Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station. They visit on Fridays on News Talk 1620.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. In 1 Corinthians 3:19, we are told that the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. It is often taught in the Scriptures that what man considers to be of great wisdom, God may consider to be foolish. In Luke chapter 12, the Lord tells the parable of the wealthy farmer who planned to invest his resources and time to build bigger barns to store his goods and then to take his rest. He seems in one sense to be shrewdly planning for the future for his financial security. Indeed, this is a very wise man by our human standards. But in verse 20, God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? Though the world sees this man as a paradigm of wisdom, God called him a fool, because in all the work that he did to obtain riches for himself, he did not consider the needs of his soul or his responsibility to God. What a great reminder for us to look to God to know what is really wise. Thank you for listening. This has been the Bible Minute.
820 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Chris is here this morning from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing? Good morning.
Mighty fine. Brought guests with you today, did you?
Yeah, it makes it a little more interesting. Nobody wants to hear me.
Oh, no. You've got stuff but it is. I mean, you've got lots of partners, so we want to make sure that they get a chance to tell us about themselves.
Well, you know, the Arts Council has a variety of different affiliate organizations. I'm actually here with my newest affiliate organization, Mic Check, and they are a group that promotes the spoken word in any form of it in Bryan and Brazos Valley. So they're here to talk about a little bit about what they're doing and just introduce them to the public.
Dandy, well, let's introduce them. Who are you?
Thanks a lot. My name is Ryan Korb.
Okay.
And I'm Meredith Morris.
Okay. So what is Mic Check?
Essentially, Mic Check is a nonprofit organization that was started back in August. We've been around much longer than that, but that's when we acquired our nonprofit status. And our aim is to bring free poetry to the community and promote spoken word and the arts through that, and all the while benefiting the community.
Okay, necessarily the people who write the poetry, or just if you want to just read it?
Well, I mean, you're welcome to read just anything that touches you. We want people to be able to exercise their right to speak. Gotcha. And a lot of the people do write their own poetry.
Sure. Now, Meredith, is just for live performance, or is it going to be archived somewhere? How do you do that?
Well, some of the poems are featured online. A lot of the different people that we have, you know, their Tumblr accounts and everything that you can access. But mostly it is about the spoken word. So it's about your ability to first write the piece and then express it to the audience via your performance. So that's a big component of spoken word as well.
And that way you get the feedback because the people are sitting.
Exactly. Right. It's a wonderful experience for listener and performer.
So do you have a place where this happens, where these readings take place? Where's that?
We do. Every Sunday night at 9:30, we have an open mic or a poetry slam event at Revolutions Cafe and Bar in downtown Bryan.
So, downtown Bryan at Revolutions, where is that?
Well, I like to say if you take Texas away from campus, you turn right on 26, and before you get to the railroad tracks, you look left for Carnegie Alley, you look for the Christmas lights, you look for one of us, and then you sit down and enjoy it.
By Carnegie Alley, I know where that is then,
right.
Okay. And so all age groups welcome?
Well, I mean, it is a bar, so I mean, we recommend that
with
parental supervision, but I mean, otherwise, absolutely, I mean, open to all ages. We welcome anyone that enjoys it.
Well, even if you're a very young person, you get somebody else to read it, even if you get a chance to write it, so an opportunity for performance.
There really is no limitation on who or what can be read, as long as you respect the audience will respect you. So we have people who read pieces that they've been working on for 3+ years, or we have people that come in out of the blue reading something that they've scrawled on the
bar napkin or whatever. Right, exactly.
Empty McDonald's bag, something
right.
like that.
So now, do they sign up ahead of time, or it just happens to be how many people are there?
Well, I mean, we do have a sign-up list. That way we can maintain somewhat a bit of an order, but it's usually just whoever happens to show up on the night. But we've been growing consistently, particularly over the last 6 months to the last year. We've seen our numbers almost triple, and it's continuing to grow. So we've been getting a great response from the community.
Okay. You all have an online site?
We do. That's micchecpoetry.com.
Now, how's Mike spelled?
That is M-I-C-C-H-E-C-K, poetry.com.
Okay. And
you got to know how to spell Mike. Come on.
Could be spelled a lot of ways. Do they have a link to your website?
Yes. They're on our website. It's acbv.org. Okay. And, again, we have all the great affiliate organizations doing a lot of good work.
Let me finish up with you guys. Yes. Tell me, when is the next reading now?
Well, we have them weekly, every Sunday night at 9:30. This next one, actually, just, I mean, if you don't mind, just telling you a bit about the event. This is our Pajama Jam Poetry Slam, where we encourage everyone just to get comfortable. We know students have finals. You're going to be in your pajamas already for studying late night. Show up, take a break. We have a great feature named Big Papa E. He's been featured on HBO's Deaf Poetry Jam 3 times now. Just a huge nationally recognized artist that we're able to bring in.
Oh, great.
And it's going to be a great event, so definitely come out at 9:30.
Good fun. All right, thank you. I'll appreciate that.
You
good luck to you. All right, what else we got?
Lots. Of course, whenever I get here, I get texts say, oh, don't forget my event. Well, guess what? Annie is going on for the next 3 weekends, so the tickets are going fast. We've been flooded with visitors buying tickets. We're a community box office at the Art Center. So get out there, buy your tickets quick for grandma, grandpa, and everybody else. We also have Reflections of a Special Olympics Athlete. That's our annual event where we feature special needs artists in our gallery for the month, and that opens on the 10th, which is Tuesday, and Red Mango will have some good treats there for everybody. And also, it's Derby Days this weekend for the Symphony Society. It's their big fundraiser annually. So I don't know if they have any tickets left, but check out their website or check out our website and get tickets if they're available.
Okay, and that website is?
ACBV.org.
All right, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Visit with the folks from the Arts Council and their members on Alternate Fridays on News Talk 1620.